Thank you. I'll run into the call.
Thank you.
And mom and I'll let you know when
thank you.
Please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, operator. Okay. Glenn, would you mind just doing a quick roll call, please?
Certainly, Liz. We have on the call Kelly Smith, Mike Rodenbach, Jescott Evans, yourself, and myself.
Lovely. Okay, that's great. Just then, for the purposes of the recording, I just wanted to let everybody know that who might listen to the recording and read the transcript, not read the transcript, but listen to the recording, that we haven't received any of the first drafts of the templates. And I just wondered if everyone could just give me a quick update about when we think those would be available from your perspective. Jay Scott, do you want to kick off?
I think it's going to be another 7 to 10 days.
Okay. And so you and Kelly are doing that one, aren't you?
That's right.
Yeah, Mike, what's your status?
That sounds about right to me as well.
Yeah, okay. Anyone else? That was three, so that's two.
I think Margie Milam, one of them?
No, I didn't hear her.
No, not on the call, but was handling one of the...
Yes, she was handling one of them. She's got the template. Everyone's got the template and has everything they need to do it, but it's not. They're not being distributed yet. Is it then reasonable to assume that the next call that we would have, which is on the 21st, which is in a fortnight's time, is it feasible to expect that we could have the first draft of those within 7 days? Or at some point before the call so that people can read them?
Yeah, if the 21st today is the 7th?
Yeah. And the next call would be on the 21st, and it would be helpful if everyone distributed them prior to the call so they can actually read them prior to the call.
Okay. I would.
Okay, Scott, unfortunately, I'm on vacation from this week Thursday through the 17th, so I could get you the notes I've put together.
Yeah, why don't you just give me your notes and I'll put it together.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You can't help that. It's my fault for my computer glitches.
Mike, how does that suit you?
It suits me just fine. I need to get that done, so...
If I could get something, Liz, my goal would get something out between the 16th and the 18th,
okay,
which would give between 5 and 3 days, depending
yeah
on when I get it out.
Cool. In that case, I wonder if it wouldn't be helpful, because Christina is on vacation this week as well, and I had warned her violently not to dial into any calls that were not absolutely completely necessary. And I wondered if it's not sensible then to send out a note to the group to say that the first draft will be discussed on the 21st of August, and that sending them around sometime prior to the 18th of August would be helpful for everybody.
Yes.
Would that work for everyone?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm echoing here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we to not only describe the process, but also give real examples of what other DLDs have done?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
Yep, please. As experiential as possible, Kelly, that I think that would really help potential applicants. Just for your benefit too, Kelly and Jay Scott, yesterday on the GNSO committee meeting, Uta Decker brought up the wording which refers to this work in the conversation about was the final call of the committee yesterday, the committee is now adjourned, about the final wording of the Part A, which refers to the rights protection mechanisms. And I clarified for her that these are things that potential applicants may wish to consider in the application process. And everybody on the call agreed, and Mike, you can correct me if I'm wrong because you were the other person on the call, that it remains and not an obligatory requirement for potential applicants to adopt any or either or all of the potential tools that you guys might come up with. So the easier it is, Kelly, to read them and to compare them and to make decisions about them, I think the greater the chance is that applicants would potentially use them. Is there anything anyone wanted to check or needed from me? I'm not going to detain you for any longer than necessary, but I will send out the note about the just amended schedule and that submission ought to be of the first draft prior to the 18th of August.
Liz, do you know if the people that are in this group got a copy of the final report? I know I did because I was an observer to the main committee. But if they didn't, that might be helpful.
Yes. I can do that. I can send them to the link because Glenn has very kindly posted the draft report.
Yes.
And I'll send the link
when
I send out that little updated note.
Okay.
But I imagine, J. Scott, because the public comment period will start on Friday, the updated version, the final version of the report will be posted on Friday for public comment.
Okay.
So anyone who's looking for it will see minor amendments that various members of the committee have made.
Right.
But that's a good idea. I'll do that in a second, and I'll just send it around to everyone.
Right.
Okay. But, Kelly, did you happen to look it up? Because you're the one that's not on the list, I think.
I'm not.
Oh. Did you get a copy of the...
Oh, I had it from when we finalized it.
Oh, fine. Okay, good. All right. Well, if there's nothing further, I will immediately send around the note to the small working group with that update, and I will get off the phone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Okay. Tim Ruiz has just joined.
Sorry, who did?
Tim Ruiz.
Tim?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
You've just escaped in under the wire, Tim. Tim, on the call are Kelly Smith, J. Scott Evans, and Mike Woodenbach, me, and Glenn. We have not received from any of the people who were going to do the drafting of the materials, any of the first drafts for the reference materials, and we were just going to end the call, and I was going to send around a note to the participants of the group to say if they're going to submit something, then to do it prior to the 18th of August. And I was also going to send around a link to part A of the final report from the committee. The committee wound up yesterday, and I'm just frantically doing the last editing of the report to post it for public comments beginning Friday. Is there anything that I needed to give to you in addition to that, or information that you needed?
No, I don't think so. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. In that case, guys, Glenn, would you mind just amending the attendance sheet to include Tim?
Of course, Liz.
If you wouldn't mind. And if there's nothing further, guys, then I will just do that piece of essentially admin this minute, and then we're all off the hook.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. See you then.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.